another accident.
Blog Talk Radio.
Approaching I-90 with about a 1 mile backup. And finally down south, also on Highway 18, approaching Covington, a disabled vehicle blocks the right lane heading east at 304th Street, and that backup begins at 167. And that's it for this traffic update. Stay tuned after this news break for the first hour of Transformation Talk Radio. It will be Awaken Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn Wallace. The subject for today, how do you keep your relationship magic?
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Officials in Illinois are giving an update on yesterday's deadly 4th of July parade shooting in Highland Park, north of Chicago. Six people were killed and dozens more were injured when shots rang out from a rooftop as the parade was underway. Authorities have arrested 22-year-old Robert E. Cremo III as a person of interest in the case. Kathy Park with an update reporting from Highland Park Hospital, where 26 with injuries were taken.
19 of the patients were treated and released yesterday, but we should note that several other people are being treated at area hospitals. And later on today, the Lake County Coroner's Office will be releasing the names of the victims.
Stocks are down sharply to start the holiday shortened trading week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 700 points at one time today. The S&P 500 is down by 1.5%, while the NASDAQ is also in the red. President Biden is paying tribute to four veterans.
We're upgrading the awards of four soldiers who perform acts of incredible heroism during the Vietnam conflict.
Biden awarded four medals of honor during a White House ceremony. Biden noted America's story is a tale of struggle and sacrifice and said it will always be that way. Medal honorees are Major John Duffy of Chicago, Army Specialist Dwight Birdwell of Oklahoma City, and Specialist Dennis Fuji of Hawaii. A posthumous medal was awarded to Staff Sergeant Edward Kenashiro, who was killed in battle. The Medal of Honor is the nation's highest military award for valor on the field of battle. The closed-door investigation into the Uvalde school massacre is frustrating residents of the small Texas town. A group of Democratic congressmen is calling on the state attorney general to step in and order the release of government records. The head of the state troopers said he's open to releasing body camera footage, but that requires permission from the district attorney. Sales of new Ford vehicles are rising, but not as much as analysts were expecting. More than 483,000 vehicles were sold during the second quarter of this year. That's a 1.8% increase, but analysts were looking for a jump of up to 5%. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccups. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now for your alternative talk weather outlook. For today, the patchy fog will clear up to become partly sunny, giving us a high near 74 and northwest winds around 6 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a low around 59. For tomorrow, it should be a mostly cloudy day, bringing us a high near 73 and a low around 59. And finally for Thursday, more mostly cloudy skies, high near 72.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awaken Your Magic Within. Reveal unconscious systems and discover your unstoppable freedom power with me, Tracy Lynn Wallace. Through this series, we will uncover many of the unconscious systems and wounds which are the driving force behind lack and unworthiness. I am a self-love mentor, life coach, and author who's been inspired to share my experience from my own personal journey of excavating through the wounds and trauma to uncover my innate magic and power. If something is missing in your life, but you can't put your finger on it, join me now so I can provide you with insight, direction, and tools to create the fulfillment and bliss of a newfound freedom. Uncover Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn starts now. For my innate magic and power.
If something is missing in your life but you can't put your finger on it, join me now so I can provide you with insight, direction, and tools to create the fulfillment and bliss of a newfound freedom. Uncover your magic within with Tracy Lynn. Starts now.
I wonder if that's coming from Micah. Hey, everybody,
join me now so I can provide you with
direction
and tools to create the fulfillment and bliss of a newfound
freedom.
I wonder if that's coming from Micah. Hey, everybody, welcome.
Well, good morning.
That's why we're talking about welcome to the real world of live streaming, live audio.
1 second. Seems like we're having a little bit of trouble. Things keep repeating. I'm going to go ahead and throw it over to a quick break and get us back as soon as possible.
That's why we're talking about how to keep all talking about stuff. Hey, welcome to the real world.
You have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Minku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithADD.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
With me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
And we're back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We back. Yeah. Happy day after. Happy independence, because you're an independent network, and that's what we're doing here today. Tracy Lynn is in the house. We're taking on a topic that's really, really important. One of the things that I know is that if you're like many of us, relationships have taken a hit. And continue to take a hit. And what do I mean by that? There are so many things in relationships, but I'm talking about the relationship between two people. You know, the relationship that happens when commitments are not kept, when voices are not heard. And Tracy Lynn Wallace is going to walk us through this, because as she says, do you remember the movie The Titanic? Do you remember what that was about? So how do you keep your relationship magic? And you're going to hear it from somebody that is a self-love mentor, a life coach, an author. And she has stepped up because she understands what it's like to excavate through the wounds and the trauma of life. She and I have that in common. But the one thing that we do know is at the very core of things, when we shatter the relationships of people in our life for whatever reason, you know, drugs and alcohol will take care of that like in a hot minute. But even if that's not your story, what you should know is that not knowing not knowing how to deal with conflict, not knowing dot, 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 not knowing that you just should not flip out every time the yolk of your egg is broken, not knowing the whole thing. Tracy Lynn, right?
Good morning. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so thrilled to be talking about this subject today, Dr. Pat. And, you know, while I can speak as an expert on certain things, only my personal experience, I have my own relationship struggles. It's part of life. And, you know, as you were talking about the movie Titanic, what happened to that unsinkable ship? It got sunk by an iceberg. Why? Because all they saw was the tip of the iceberg, and there was not enough time to re-navigate the ship, and that's what took it down. What was underneath the water surface that could not be seen by the human eye? And that's what we're going to talk about in this episode, because there's so much underneath lying dormant that is creating havoc in relationships, that is destroying relationships, that is eating away at these connections that we all need to survive and get through life. Relationships are a part of life. You cannot go through life without having a relationship, whether it's work, whether it's family, whether it's neighbors, whether it's, you know, support, whatever it is. Listening to the radio, there's connecting, you know, relationships in that. And so being able to dig a little deeper into that and what is underneath that tip of the iceberg. You know, the tip of the iceberg is usually anger and fear. But lying beneath that, there's so much more.
Yeah.
And we're going to dig into that.
Yeah. And, you know, I was just briefly talking about, you know, the journey you go on and the journey each of us goes on. And you brought up the Titanic. And when investigators, and even today they're investigating the Titanic, because I heard a rumor that they're building another one. But even from the get-go, the communication around that and the communication, it could have been avoided. So much of it could have been avoided. You know, one of the things I heard is one of the reasons that help didn't get to them sooner was because the people that were responsible for messages, hello, communication, the messages coming in, they had so many messages from the guests that were coming in, people trying to communicate with them, that they could not get to the messages from other ships in the area that were trying to tell them there is ice in the water. See that one thing. How many of us are too busy with insignificant messages that we put aside the ones that could save our lives, right?
And the ones that can save our lives are the ones that we usually don't want to hear from. That's the thing. They know us best, and they know more of an intuitive feeling about, you know, being an outside perspective. And when we're in it, we can't see the forest through the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And so these connections are what, you know, people will discard connections that they don't like what somebody is saying to them instead of going, what's the reason behind that? And, you know, I talk about connection because as humans, that's what we want. We just want connection, whether it's through sports team, religion, you know, colleges, anything that we're in connection with to bring us with other people around us.
Yeah.
And intimacy, I love the term intimacy because broken down into me, you see. And that's what it's all about, is being able to be open and vulnerable and share what we're experiencing.
That's your new book. That's your new book title. That's your new book. And I'm so glad you brought it up because I think intimacy is one of these words that, you know, it falls under the category of forgiveness. It is totally misunderstood. We don't understand it. People don't understand the relationship between that word and yourself to another person. And I was sharing a story with you before the break that is talking to this point about connection. It behooves me of what's happened in the recovery and addiction support. It's not only lacking, it's bad. And every time you turn around, there's a new recovery center popping up, and they're just not getting it. And, you know, the shock of knowing that a recovery center would take somebody with not even 3 months of sobriety and put them in a hotel room for 3 days and not even call them once because of some dispute. I'm just crazy about that. But let's talk about that in our closer relationships, because if we're not talking to each other and we're not connecting, do we even know how? Come on. Do we even know how? Right? Talk about our personal needs. Do we even express them? I mean, if I call Linda one more time and I say to Linda, who is in an extremely difficult situation, she's helping her sister and family and, you know, COVID everywhere, right? And I'm like, I wish you could come. And so Linda says, I wish I could come too. And yet, why am I saying that? Like, okay, she can't come, Pat. She's not coming now. But find some other words to say so both of you don't feel bad. But it's because you miss somebody. How hard is it to say, I really miss you? So I sent her a picture of the rabbit that was out here this morning. Okay. I need a little help, don't I?
And you know what? That's what it comes down to. It's being able to communicate on a deeper level. And I break my relationships down to two different categories. There's the surface ones. Let's talk about the weather. Let's talk about what's going on in the news. Let's talk about what's going on in the outside world and COVID. And then there's the other relationships that, let's have a deeper conversation. How are you feeling? What's going on in your world? I see you're going through something very difficult. Like, what's that feeling like? And, you know, the meaning of life and getting into those deeper conversations. I grew up in a household where it was strictly, surface. And heaven forbid, Tracy Lynn came out and was just like, I'm feeling really sad. Here's a cookie. Everything will be okay. And so I was not raised, and I think the biggest thing that has tripped me up is not having the language to understand what I was feeling. I only knew anger, and I knew fear, and then happy. That was it. And so all of that gray area in between of just, oh, I'm feeling confused. I'm feeling bewildered. I'm feeling, you know, humiliated. That language, so many people were never taught that language. And so we're connecting with people on these surface things when really, you know, and I had heard somewhere the cure for addiction is connection.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And so the very fact that they isolated this person.
Yeah.
When all they needed was to feel connected to keep, you know, on their path that, so personal needs, you know, being heard, being seen, being validated.
Yeah, and you know, let's talk about that, because thank God for the 12-step programs, because there are such things called sponsors, and you know, they fill an enormous gap. And I thought to myself, wow, why don't we all have sponsors in our lives? Why don't we all have that person that we can reach out to, that buddy? Because one of the things that you're talking about is, you know, look, this idea of connecting, I'm like you, it's something that we learn. But, you know, I'm sitting here today. I've been out of the office for 2 weeks. I think now this will be my third. I was out before that crazy flu thing, then the COVID thing. And I'm out today just a couple more days, right? You can't run a business like that. Thank goodness we have Zoom. Thank goodness I have a great team of people. You know, Micah, Lydia, Anna, Jessica, the whole team, right? Jacob. And because any other situation with three new people, thank God for Jessica. But you see, that's not the way to go. And yet we just spent 3 years working remotely, not us. Mm-hmm. And how do you build relationships when you're physically remote? But let's talk about emotionally and mentally remote. You know, let's talk about that. You know, do we stay with our soulmate?
Did you love that?
I was in a relationship with a soulmate for 14 years, and I didn't know it. Everybody else knows. Friends know.
Right?
They're like, don't you see a problem with not celebrating anniversaries together? Don't you see? But let's talk about this. Relationships. Why can't we smile and say that?
There's such stigma. It's just, I think everybody feels like it has to be work. And when you don't have the tools, to have a healthy relationship, it is work. It is work. If you can't be yourself, if you can't share what you're feeling, if you can't talk about what's going on in your world, if you can't express your opinion without being shut down or being yelled at or being criticized for or being judged, you know, those are all the things that keep us from having relationships. And I've got relationships with some of my immediate family members that are non-existent, and that was what I needed to do to keep myself sane, because there was no equal give and take. It was so, it didn't feel good. And I couldn't be myself without being criticized or being judged or, oh, you just think you know it all or whatever it is. And so, you know, there comes a point where we have to walk away from those relationships that do not build us up. I mean, you know the difference between a good friend and a bad friend. You know, now in hindsight, your relationship, okay, what feels good and what doesn't feel good in a relationship? Spending your anniversary with somebody or spending your anniversary alone? And, you know, loneliness is so prominent right now. I hear about all these suicides and just people are really getting hit hard with loneliness. And what loneliness is caused by is being stuck alone with your negative emotions. That's what it is. When you feel like you can't talk to somebody about your fear or your sorrow or your sadness or your confusion, whatever it is, that's loneliness. And when you start talking about that stuff, even writing about it, that loneliness starts to go away.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Yesterday, I had a couple of people that, you know, they knew that I've been kind of quarantining is the word, right? Isolation is really what it is. Okay, so we give it a fancy word, quarantine. All right, that sounds good. And so they come on over for the picnic, And yesterday I just wanted to be out finishing up some stuff in my yard. I just wanted to have dirt on my hands and still got them on my fingernails. And, you know, I just wanted to plant things and fix the sprinkler system. And, you know, there's just those moments that's the relationship I have with me. It doesn't mean that I didn't appreciate the invitations to barbecue. Oh, my gosh, I'm thinking about this day. I can't believe I turned down a barbecue because I never do that. But there are moments where you have to really step back and look at the renewal of yourself. And I want to talk about a couple things that break relationships down because they're simple. And when we take a look at them, as you say, relationship life sentence, is it soulmates or cellmates? And we know when it starts to shift from soulmate to soulmate, we start to feel it, right? Okay. I mean, this is not like, oh, my God, you wake up 32 years later. And no, it didn't start 32 years later. Can you talk about what this is like to live in the maze of this?
It's so insidious, Dr. Pat. I mean, it's just what people don't realize, the demise of relationships start with a secret. And when I say a secret, it's having a feeling or an upset that you don't want to share with somebody, either because you're afraid to or because you know they're not going to like your reaction or what you have to say. And so you just keep it. And then it becomes another little secret and another little secret and another secret, and it just keeps building. And resistance, which is not wanting to talk about it, resentment, getting anger because you can't talk about it, and then you start rejecting them. And that's the pattern that takes you into emotional numbness.
Yeah.
And it just, it's so, if you look back to the starting point, like I said, just that one little secret, just that one first thing of like, it really bothers me when he leaves his dishes in the sink. Really leaves me, bothers me when the toilet seat gets left up. Instead of just talking about it. And it builds and it builds and it builds. And then, like, you know, like I said, the soulmate becomes the cellmate. And then you are living a life sentence with somebody who you're like, how the heck did this happen?
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to talk about this for a minute, comment on this, because you're touching upon it. Now, look, you in the work you do as a life coach, as somebody, an author, you're out there, you're doing your own show. there's one of these things that we don't realize, and you touched upon it, and so I really would love for you to continue it out, because this is what we're now seeing, and that is when secrets become the stories, right? Right? The secrets become the stories, and the stories are not the stories that we want to tell. They're the stories that take on a life of their own. You know, they're the stories that turn into an event, a small thing, that then becomes the story of, if you love me, you put the C. I don't think men are thinking that. I just want to say that out front, but that's our story. And, you know, can you talk about this? Because this is a responsibility we have about our mental states, our emotional states, and our spiritual states. But who's responsible for that? Right? Aren't we?
We are. We are. And, you know, I just kind of want to backtrack for 1 second, because I know you've mentioned addiction a couple of times in the show, so I feel like there's somebody out there that needs to hear this.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with somebody with addiction in your life, that is like a parasite that is eating through the foundation of your relationship. And until that gets resolved, the relationship, I don't care if it's love relationship, sibling relationship, whatever, it cannot be saved. I want to put that out there, that you can make yourself crazy trying to communicate and trying to keep your head above water when you're dealing with somebody with an addiction, and you can't.
No.
You can't. They need to get help. They need to stop the addiction, and they need to be able to see clearly. And so for whoever's out there that needed to hear that,
yeah,
you can't fight for your relationship when they're not even fighting for the relationship.
And I want to comment on this. Many of you may think about drugs and alcohol, but there are many different forms of this right now. There are more relationships that are struggling from cell phone addiction right now than you can even imagine, where parents cannot not have their cell phones at dinner and then yell at their children. But what's the connection? You know, are we alone? What are we doing? But here's the thing I want to ask you about. We will sit with negative emotions, and we will sit there and develop our own story of justification for them. And then the self-fulfilling prophecy will kick in, and we will get more of that. Mm-hmm. What is it that happens with these negative emotions, especially when we're sitting alone? And by the way, we may be sitting alone, and then we're listening to that song by heart, which is called Alone. Or better yet, how about Creep by Radiohead? That'll put you in a really good mood.
Oh, God.
And you know every word, right? You're
exactly.
Like, oh, I'm a creep. You're so special, right? I mean, can you hear it?
I hear
it. By the way, I love Radiohead, so please don't email me. That song, I actually did a whole show on that song. But you understand what I'm saying. We take a downhill spiral.
We do. We just, it's the snowball going down the mountain. And, you know, I always tell my kids, like, allow yourself to feel what you're feeling, but there comes a point where you have to just stop and go, okay, you know what? Maybe I can start to feel a little bit better. Maybe there's things I can be grateful for. Maybe I felt good last week. You know, it's when we're in it, it's so hard to see that we were ever not in it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I mean, I've had days where I wake up in a funk and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm depressed. Life's over. And it's like, wait a minute, Tracy, 2 days ago you were feeling amazing. You were had your music pumping up. And so there's something that I've recently discovered, which is, you know, something we're taught as a child, object permanence, right? And it also becomes thought permanence, where we believe whatever situation we're in that moment is how it is going to be for the rest of our life.
That's why I love gardening. That's why I love it, right? Because if I didn't like that plant in that pot, and I did this yesterday, planted a whole thing, took me an hour, and I looked at that thing and the center plant, I'm like, oh no, you got to get pulled. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about give and take. I want to tell you, here's what give and take is. There is a theory on give and take. It's one of the most prominent theories. It's been researched. It's been studied. But it is a psychological contract. That means, what do I think you're obligated to give me? What do I think I'm obligated to give you? And what happens when we don't? What do we do with the toxic guilt and the hyper-responsibility? And what do we do with the opposite of that? No guilt, no responsibility. Tracy, before we go to break, how do people find out about Tracy Lynn?
I could be reached at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. And you can email me at info@inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. And also I want to share, I'm giving away a audio visualization to uncover your magic. And this is so powerful. I created this, and it's just, you can feel the healing energy. You can feel the magic in it. And you can get that inspiredwisdomcoaching.com/magic.html. Or you could just go to my main page and click on the link that says magic. And
oh, let's do that.
Much easier.
Let's go right to that Tracy Lynn. And by the way, check out all the things that Tracy Lynn does. When we come back, we're going to get down in the meat of it. As a matter of fact, we're going to get down and dirty, as Christina Aguilera would say. We're going to get dirty with this. And what does this mean? This means at some point when you're in relationships, especially if you want them or even if you don't want them, you got to get real. You've got to get real. Because if you don't get real, that means you are not in the feel. You're not feeling anything. You're complacent. You've checked out. How does that feel? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. 1-800-930-2819. We're taking your questions. You want some help? You're not sure what to do in relationship? Did somebody cook your steak too long yesterday on that grill, even after you told them 15 times, I like my meat raw? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling, is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne, and the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Is divinity within you. Join Lisa Bels on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist with Adrena Layton.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and with Adrena Layton show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insight on how to turn things around and gain the Married for Life mindset.
Hey, everybody, you're here with Tracy Lynn Wallace. For those of you, this is Awaken Your Magic with Ben. By the way, inspiredwisdomcoaching.com, that's the website. And when you go there, you'll see something that says magic. That's where you'll get the free meditation download. And look, it is an exclusive Awaken Your Magic healing meditation, and it will heal what we're talking about here today. You know, it is what she has done. You know, the other thing, too, is you're creating webinars. You're creating VIP. Look, VIP lists. You're creating ways for people to connect, because this thing we're talking about here today, this is a serious thing. However, it is solvable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not like a serious thing where you want to walk away and say, that thing's done. That's like where you don't even think about hold them or fold them. You just fold them. But this, isn't this what you and I are talking about here? This is so we can look at this and understand there is a give and take. And when things happen in relationship, guilt and shame is inevitable.
Those are the curse words. Those should be the curse words.
Toxic guilt and hyper-responsibility, better known as codependent or narcissistic personality disorder. It depends on which end you're on.
Exactly, and that's just it. I mean, these two are killers. These destroy. These destroy relationships. These destroy ourselves. And this toxic guilt is something that so many of us grew up with and don't even realize that's what we have. And it comes down to, you know, not being able to say no to people, obsessing over other people's happiness over our own, feeling guilty for having good things happen in our lives, winning a prize, getting an award, getting a promotion, getting a sum of money, toxic guilt. And it will destroy. It will destroy us, and it will destroy relationships. And so being able to identify, you know, if you have an issue with any of those things, putting other people's, you know, happiness ahead of your own, as you talked about, codependency or narcissistic, and they're both, it's the polarity, right?
It's on two ends. Two sides of the same coin.
If somebody's like, oh my God, my ex-boyfriend was a narcissist, it's like, well, you were a codependency and you needed that. And I'm sorry for those who don't want to hear the truth of that, but that's narcissistic behavior. They're making it all about them externally. We're making it all about us internally. It's all my fault. I'm the problem. I'm so awful. So being able to identify those things, start educating yourself. Do some reading, because the more you start to understand and learn, like, the pieces start to fit together and the light bulbs start to go on. And this is not a new thing for you. This is behavior that you were exposed to in your childhood, sorry to say.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I want to ask you about something, because I want to pull the word narcissist out of there, because you don't have to be a narcissist to behave badly. There used to be a television show I used to love watching when Chelsea Handler was just starting out, like a million years ago. It was called Girls Behaving Badly.
Oh,
it was,
yeah.
It's hilarious, right? Did you ever watch
that
show? And I thought, why am I watching girls behaving badly and why are we laughing? Because we're laughing at ourselves in a lot of ways. And honestly, it was the funniest show, right, for me at that time in life. And I thought about this for a minute and looking at this, and I thought, well, wait a minute. What are the various behaviors that we can talk about today so that people know you do not have to be a label? You do not have to be codependent, number one, and you do not have to be a narcissist to behave in a way that's not going to strengthen your relationship. Talk about hammer behavior, because, see, hammer behavior has nothing to do with the narcissist. Narcissists are too smart for this behavior, to be honest with you. If somebody is, everybody take notes on this. If you're in a relationship with somebody, and by the way, this is not a show, I got a text message. No. This is not just for heterosexual couples. This is for any two people. It doesn't matter. Gay, straight, it doesn't matter. This conversation is for everyone. And by the way, it's applicable to your family members, to your boss, to whatever you want. Bosses are great for this. But talk about this hammer behavior, because honestly, you know this. Narcissists won't show you this side of them. They'll show you a little bit, the manipulative. But what is hammer behavior? Because the minute you see that, some flag should go up, right? Like,
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I do want to say, you know, people can exhibit narcissistic behavior without being a narcissist. Like, we all kind of do it a little bit. Teenagers do it. They're all about me. It's the stage they are in life, and that's the point where that either gets broken down of like, hey, you know what, you need to start thinking about other people, or let me feed it. You're so great. Keep on with that behavior and just freaking take over the world. Mm-hmm. And so hammer behavior is kind of a term I came up with, realizing it's something that gets used a lot. So say, for example, you've got this vision of building a dream house, and you've got the blueprint, and you can't wait to move in, and somebody's like, I'm going to give you all the supplies for it, but the only tool you're going to get is a hammer. Go for it. What's that house going to look like? It is not going to look well. It's not going to look well. You're trying to get everything done with just a hammer, and those hammer behaviors that I categorize are things like overreacting, yelling, trying to control. It's that fix it. I want it now. It needs to be different. You know, do what I'm telling you to do. Those are hammer behaviors, and those are never conducive for a healthy relationship. Straight, gay, heterosexual, whatever it is.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But it's something to be really important. I love that you labeled it, because those are the behaviors that you can feel. Now, you may not be feeling them as you are the doer, like if you're the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the nail, you feel it. You feel these things. And yet, we don't know what to do to stop it. Sometimes what happens, right, and can you talk to this? I know you coach other people around this, but one of the things that may happen is, I coached someone the other day, and I said, just say the word ouch. Don't take it on. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing you're going to, you could spend 5 minutes yelling and screaming right back at them, right? But that's not what you really feel. You feel hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Try just saying the word ouch. And if they come at you again, say it again and say it again and say it again. We do not know how to deal with the hammer.
We pull out our own hammer and just start hammering back is usually what happens.
Yeah, mine is a power hammer. Mine is a nail gun. No,
nobody's going to walk away with that.
When I was younger, that was a large part of me. But then if you know anything about my youth, you understand there's a reason that I'm very dedicated to helping women in addiction and recovery. I come from an entire family of that. An entire family, right? Buried them all. They all buried, right? But when we're talking about this, hammer behavior will bury someone. It presents a blow. But who's responsible for getting needs met? See, don't we do this? Don't we say, but you know, I was in a relationship with you because you said you'd do this, 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 and this. And I'm not getting what I need. I'm not getting what I need, right? There's only one time you have heard somebody say, you complete me. It's in the movie Jerry Maguire. Nobody else has ever said that. Although we want it. I want you to complete me.
Exactly.
Talk about this, because who's responsible for that to happen?
We are. And the most important thing that people need to do to awaken their magic is start taking back their power and understanding that we are responsible only for how we feel, what we think, and our actions. Mm-hmm. And everybody else is responsible for how they feel, what they think, and their actions. Mm-hmm. And I know for myself, growing up in an alcoholic home, a home with addiction, you're always running around trying to make sure everybody else is happy. You just want peace. You just want peace and quiet. That's it. And that's crazy making. And I grew up with those same behaviors. And so being able to let that go and just, people can react however they want. You speak what you're feeling, they have the choice to react. Yeah. They can be mad. They can walk away. They can retaliate. But owning what's right here, mm-hmm. and giving everything back to everybody else,
mm-hmm.
that's going to give you your magic back.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what I love about this conversation, let's go to the next level on this, because there is this next part of that, that it's a killer. I don't care what y'all thinking about right now, but I'm telling you, resentment's there, a killer. If you don't know what the word resentment means, look it up. It is a killer. And it is that thing where you have a single incident in your life, like something happens. Like right now, they are putting a fence up, right? Like I'm looking at them put the fence up for my neighbor, right? And they're walking all over my garden now.
Oh.
I'm sitting, yeah, right? I just spent the weekend putting in a freaking sprinkler system. You're walking on it. And I'm sitting here and I'm saying, when I'm done, I'm going to have to say, that was like a plant. I have to go over there and do it and say, hey, can you guys be a little bit more careful? I know you want to get it done. Can you just be a little bit more careful, right? How we do something and what we do with it is so important. But resentments, they are what put my mom in the grave, my stepmom in the grave, my two sisters in the grave, my sister, birth sister, and my other two stepsisters in the grave. That's what put them in the grave. Guilt and shame for my oldest sister carrying that. Talk about resentments and what happens to them when they fester in a relationship, please.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that. I do want to cover one thing that I was just talking about, meeting our own needs, and like, this is mine, saying it in a selfish point, because it's like, if I was in my marriage and I'm like, I only care about me, this is all I care about, it's not going to work out. However, when I am meeting my own needs, then I can be more for everybody else. Then I can provide what they want, because that's what it's all about. So I just wanted to cover that. It's not, I didn't mean that.
Thank you for saying that. Because if you're meeting your own needs, then you are complete.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then my cup overfloweth.
Yeah. So put the mirror up and say, you complete me to yourself.
There you go. That's what it's all about. But yes, let's get into resentments. And by the way, I'm going to throw this out there. I am finishing up my book on forgiveness, because that was something that I really dealt with, was carrying a lot of anger and resentments. And it's called Forgiveness, the New F Word. Please, if you have any resentments or any anger towards anybody you're carrying in your life, sign up on my website for my VIP list so you can be notified for this book. It is amazing, and I walk you through the tools that it took me to be able to let go of anger and resentment towards people that I could never get an apology from. So anyways, just want to throw that out there. But that's what it is. It's resentment, and it's building. And I think what people are starting to experience is, you know, this COVID thing created a lot of animosity for a lot of people, a lot of feeling controlled, a lot of being scared, a lot of uncertainty. And all of those things can build a resentment if we're not processing through those emotions. And so all the stuff that's going on with Roe versus Wade, like, this is all stirring up so much anger towards people. Why? Where's it coming from? It's not just because of Roe versus Wade. It's because, you know what? A woman's body, she has the right to do what she wants. Where's that coming from? Maybe as a child, I was controlled and I was violated, whatever. I don't know. But all of these anger and resentments that are surfacing for people now, this isn't just happening. This is a lifelong brew that is just bubbling over now.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we could take a look at it as, and I love that you brought this up because, by the way, for you guys, is this idea of feeling indignant and displeasure or this something regarding you as a wrong or an injury. That's what we're talking about, resentment. But that is by its a way to give away your power. When you are feeling these ways, right, and when to the point where you're hovering it day in, day out, over and over again. I have a friend that 3 days ago, it's more like an acquaintance, brought up something from 1982. I'm like, I don't remember what I had for lunch. Okay. I don't even, like, 82, then it went back to 76. And I'm like, is that, and I'm like, you know what, back in the day, that's when I was driving my motorcycle up the stairway of people's apartments, so don't even ask me if I remember that. But we have to really know what to do with that, right? Mm-hmm. Resentment is a number one offender. It will kill you, and it kills you emotionally, and it kills your soul. What do you do to help people with that? Because underneath that, there's anger and there's frustration. It doesn't mean that we are to accept when somebody hurts us or wrongs us, right? You will never hear me say to anybody that you are just to forgive that person because you condone it. No, I work with women in addiction recovery. I work with rape victims. No way would I ever say to them, don't feel angry about that. You don't condone that. But boy, when you carry that along, what's the impact? What impact does it have if you're in a relationship and you carry resentment?
Well, I think we've all heard that saying, you know, holding resentment is like drinking poison, expecting the other person to die. And, you know, just like this situation that you just dealt with, this person was probably carrying this like, just, and you've moved on with your life. You didn't, you know, it was eating them alive. And, you know, everybody has a right to be angry. If they feel like they've been wronged, if they feel like there's been an injustice, I am saying right now, you have every right to be freaking angry. It's okay. Like, something did not happen the way that you expected it to, or something happened that you did not expect to happen. And so I will validate every person out there who's experiencing some sort of anger, resentment, or injustice. The key is, let's break it down, because that anger is, of course, that tip of the iceberg that I talked about that's above the surface. But down below, there's so many other emotions that are stirring up. And in my book, that's what I do. I take people through, because it's breaking down all of those emotions. You know, mm-hmm. say somebody, I'll speak for myself. You know, I was physically abused as a child, you know, and emotionally abused, and there's a lot of anger. What did I really feel? I was afraid. I was afraid I was not going to be okay. I felt inadequate. I felt worried. I felt humiliated. When my dad would yell at me, complete humiliation. And so breaking down the feelings and the impact that whatever's been done to us has had on us, that's the key, the impact that's been done. It doesn't matter, oh, they apologized, it was an accident. But the impact it had on me was that I felt so much shame and so much hurt and sorrow and sadness and heartbreak. Like, I have a lot of stuff that's coming up for me now that's really revolves around sadness and heartbreak.
And, you know, it's fascinating about that, because we have to recognize that. I had a dose of that this weekend. That's why I decided not to go to barbecues, to really spend time in nature here. Even if they are trampling on that system as I'm sitting here with their big boots.
Are you brewing? Is it brewing?
Actually not, because, you know, I think I learned a long time in life, there is no physical thing like a sprinkler system that would cause me to have that much anger, frustration, and outrage to somebody. But it's difficult, because I grew up in a direct environment. I am a product of, you know, living in New York. And plus, I'll open my mouth and something will come out, or I'll send a Skype message and it'll be very direct. But I'm not energized by it. I'm not, like, mean about it. It's just a direct communication. The problem is that you have to be mindful of who you're talking with. And this is a life lesson for you and me and all people listening to this. You know, you can't use that excuse and not take into consideration the people that you're aiming at, right? It'd be so easy for me to go out there, you know, and just be like a crazy person, but I don't want to do that. It's just as easy to walk out there and just say, hey, guys, how's the fence coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, have a conversation with them, because what's the good news? I'm going to be looking at that fence. But what a great metaphor for what we're doing. You know, we have to look at the relationships we're in. Can you talk about this for a minute, though? And if they're not working, we have to get some help on what to do next. Making decisions in the middle of trauma, or making decisions in the middle of an outbreak of frustration and anger. I don't know about who mentored you, but my mentor's like, don't do it. I want to just ask you, all of this is part of the work you do. How do people get a hold of you for coaching, right? Because this is one of the areas of expertise. How do they download this? And then how do they stay on top of the book that's coming out? Tell everybody about all that.
Yeah, I've got exciting stuff coming out. And just for anybody who doesn't want to spend the money on coaching or mentoring, just get on my list, because I provide a lot of tools. I have access to a lot of different things that I've come up to heal and to tap into the inner child, to work through the guilt, to work through the shame, to work through self-forgiveness and self-care. And all of it can be accessed through my website. If you sign up at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com, that's inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. And like I said, this Awaken Your Magic meditation that I came up with, and you can just sit there. You don't even have to close your eyes. And just listen to it, and you can feel the energy. It's so powerful. So that's on my website, inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. Just go up to the menu, click on magic, and you can sign up and get that. And you'll be added to the list where you'll receive any of the other mm-hmm. stuff, as well as when my new book is coming out.
Yeah. Look, I want to thank you for everything today, because all of this is part of the bigger picture of what you're about, what you're committed to. Because if we don't have relationships and people that we can connect to and love and care for and be cared for, what are we here for?
You've been listening to Awaken Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn Wallace. Join me every first Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to awaken your underlying power by shattering unconscious limiting beliefs which have been influencing your life. There is an innate part of you that thrives for love, happiness, and success. It is your birthright. The choices you make now have the ability to empower you to see things from a higher perspective. Visit me at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. That's inspiredwisdomcoaching.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
As we take a break between these 2 hours of Transformation Talk Radio, I'm Nate here in Alternative Talk 1150 for an 11 a.m. traffic update. And right now, we do have an accident on the right shoulder of 405 northbound at Northeast Park Drive, and that's causing backups beginning about halfway between Tequila and 167. Then over east, on I-90 heading eastbound at Highway 18, an accident is blocking the left lane, and the westbound direction has ramp restrictions at the Highway 18 exit. And finally, for those of you on I-5, expect it to run quite heavy between Spokane Street and I-90 heading north. And that's it for this traffic update. After this news break, for the second hour of Transformation Talk Radio, it'll be Why Wait with Georgette LePage.
And today, she'll talk about what it really means to say that you are hungry, what giving your body healthy fuel means, and how to recognize when you are eating your feelings.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Illinois police say the alleged shooter at an Independence Day parade north of Chicago planned the attack over many weeks. It resulted in the deaths of six people.
He brought a high-powered rifle to this parade. He accessed the roof of a business via a fire escape ladder and began opening fire.
Lake County Deputy Chief Chris Covelli said the 21-year-old shooter gained access to the roof of a business near the parade in Highland Park, committed the shooting, and then blended in with the fleeing crowd. Covelli said law enforcement is still working with prosecutors to bring charges against the suspected shooter. Police are investigating a block party shooting in Gary, Indiana. Three people are dead and seven others are wounded. The shooting happened just after midnight Tuesday. The car of the black man shot and killed by Akron, Ohio police was involved in a chase the day prior to his death. A New Franklin police officer chased the same gray Buick sedan on Sunday, June 26th. Jalen Walker ran from the vehicle before he was shot by police in Akron. Americans are traveling in record-breaking numbers post-pandemic. Tom Costello gives a look ahead on what to expect for the rest of the summer.
Over the entire July 4th weekend, the U.S. saw upwards of 1,700 flight cancellations, more than 19,000 delays. But that's actually an improvement from the Memorial Day meltdown at the start of the summer.
Airports, security, and airlines are all still struggling to keep up with high demand. Off-duty Delta pilots have been on the picket line over exhaustion due to overtime. Delays and cancellations aren't just affecting domestic travelers either. Strikes in Belgium, France, and Germany are ongoing as pilots, airport staff, and crews demand raises. Experts say if you're planning to travel over the rest of the summer, prepare for sky-high prices. The fight over Florida's 15-week abortion ban goes on. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the state will appeal a judge's ruling after he signed an injunction and filed the order. Judge John Cooper ruled the measure violates a right to privacy clause in the state constitution. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Are you a psychic, sensitive, or seeker who wants to learn more? Are you a mystic on the path who wants to go further? Tune in to The Mystic School, where your host, author, and spiritual teacher, Sarah Wiseman, will share with you all things mystic and metaphysical. Join us as we dive deep into the divine realms of psychic opening and spiritual awakening, and how you can live as an intuitive soul. Tuesdays at noon on KKNW or wherever you find podcasts.
And now for your alternative talk weather outlook. For today, the patchy fog will clear up to become partly sunny, giving us a high near 74 and northwest winds around 6 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a low around 59. For tomorrow, it should be a mostly cloudy day, bringing us a high near 73 and a low around 59. And finally for Thursday, more mostly cloudy skies, high near 72.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I discuss topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion will offer you practical solutions for transformational changes. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. Empowering yourself with new strategies and new ideas can jumpstart your healthy journey and bring forth a tidal wave of joyful, positive results. I live and breathe what I teach. Allow me to be living proof of what can work for you. Your brain is your best asset, so you'll learn how to take charge of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Are you ready for the real results you want? We'll see you there.
Wow. Hi, everybody. Wow. Welcome. Am I getting that echo again? Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's great to have you here. And I am so thrilled about the show with Georgette today. Georgette LePage is the host of Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out. Today, we're going to talk about why are you eating? How do you pause to figure it out? For those of you out there, what you should know is she is an expert in this field. She lives it, she breathes it, she teaches it. She's living proof of what can work. She knows how to work with people. to help them create realistic life strategies. But more importantly, she is committed to demonstrating that you can make this change daily. You can empower yourself. You can do the things that may seem impossible. But, you know, what happens in life is so often we think we can do it. We think we can do it alone. And what we have learned around eating, let me just call it eating, especially when I think about my sister who passed away on a hospital floor at 450 pounds, not because she was eating. She didn't understand why. But as I look back and I learn more about her story from my uncle and what my sister was being blamed for in life, and how it was so hard for her to face, and how she had to face it alone, I understood the power of today's show. I understood the power of Georgette LePage's work. And for those of you out there, so many people are in this situation right now. We now have the numbers. We now understand the impact of COVID, and we now understand why that impact and behavior is not changing, even post-COVID. But we don't understand what we do to pause it and figure it out. Georgette, it's so great. What a topic you are taking on here, sister.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. And, yeah, this is another hot topic. Just when we think we've covered so many hot topics, they keep coming. Yeah, yeah. So today, yeah, we're gonna hit it. We're going to talk about it.
I don't know. Maybe it's me, maybe because I've been quarantined and like here a bit, and I miss going into my beautiful office and the great team I have there, but I'm really worried about their safety more than anything. And yet I'm really struck by why I watch Netflix. Here's why I watch Netflix. Okay, so I watch Netflix, or let me just say, any of those services, cable TVs that don't have commercials. Why? Every ad. It's one or two. It's either eat more of this and take more of this because you're sick. I'm not saying that's all of it. But we don't know why we're eating. We do know subliminal television would tell us, don't watch the rest of this movie without going to your cupboard, right? But let's talk about this for a minute. You know, what does it really mean? Is it physical hunger? What is it? What are we hungry for?
Great question. And yes, remember, as we've talked about before, we are up against a lot. We are up against a $71 billion diet industry that wants us to eat because then they want us to lose weight. And it's all for the money there. And yeah, watch TV for about 20 minutes maximum, and you will see, if you notice, there are a lot of food commercials, you need this, you need that, and they often hit you at night as well, so we'll kind of touch upon that, the different times that you may be a bit triggered. But today we're really going to focus on what does it mean to be hungry, and have you stopped to think about it? Because we can't change a pattern or a habit until we address it, until we're aware of it. And if you're like any other human being, we all fall into some traps. And so today we're going to give you some tools and some ideas so that maybe as you are starting or moving along your weight loss journey, you will have a chance to flip some things, flip some actions into something better to bring you to better health overall. That's our number one. It's not always about the numbers on the scale, trust me. No. If you're trying to lose weight, there's a lot more to it than just that.
Yeah.
So we're going to dive into the aspect of hunger, what it really means, because I think we don't stop enough to think about what am I doing?
That's fascinating. I thought about you this week, and I spent yesterday in the yard. I mean, I could have gone out to barbecues. I just didn't want to. I really wanted to spend time finishing things here. Independence Day for me is almost like a new beginning day, right? But I didn't have anything for breakfast. I'm drinking a lot of water. I'm working really hard, and I got hungry. And I just went inside, and I got these really good protein bars, which low sugar, really natural, all good stuff, right? Low sugar, the whole thing. Not mega protein, but something to eat. And I realized that little snack got me renewed and refreshed. And I could feel myself just slumping down. I wouldn't have been able to get it done. And I think that that is from, you know, a level of awareness you've given me about it. But we don't even get to that point, do we?
Yeah.
We don't even know what we don't know about this.
Right. You're right. We often find ourselves in situations where we've finished a bag of cookies. We weren't really even hungry. It's not really the time when our bodies told us that we needed more fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Out of habit, maybe we think, okay, it's noon, got to eat lunch. There's a lot of reprogramming about when you eat.
Mm.
I teach the three W's, why you eat, when you eat, and what you eat. And if you have those three in alignment, that's when you see results with your health. You know, we don't have to follow all of the things we hear about. Eat six times a day, eat four snacks a day, this and that. There's science behind all of it. And as I learn more, and trust me, I've tried this 5 to 6 meals a day, and that did not fit my body. It can fit some people's bodies. Most of us don't need that much fuel, and we'll get into that a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just want to say, for example, you know, we all say, oh, I'm so hungry. And some of us may even say, I'm starving, which is
right.
Not the right word unless we have been without nutrition for several weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the average body has 55 meals stored on it. And that is the most fascinating thing I've learned about hunger. But we're kind of conditioned to eat all of the time. And it's just habit. 3 meals a day. It has to be at this time, and this time. And that's what we were, you know, grew up with. There are some snacks thrown in there. And the more I learn about my body and what works for me, I don't need all of those fuel times, I call them. I don't even call them meal times because they can be at different, you know, times that are different from the traditional meal times. But you have to play around with it a little bit. You have to see what works for your body. But your body's like a factory. This is like what I tell my clients. Your body's like a factory, and when it wants to digest something, the factory's churning, but you can't be adding in fuel at the same time. There are two functions going on, and your body doesn't like that. Your brain likes it to be easy, likes to tell your body to do one thing at a time. So if you're constantly feeding yourself, you're not allowing your body to work from the fat stores that you have. Once I learned that,
wow.
It made a lot of sense to me because I thought you just had to eat all the time or eat smaller things at smaller times, which is portions are very important. But when you have this scientific concept of how your body operates, mm-hmm. you can go a little bit longer and you can resist what you think is hunger. So hunger is when it's the true sense of hunger is when your body needs fuel. Yeah. We can feel that.
Let's talk about this for a minute, if we could, before we break. And, you know, one of the things that we hear about the great dilemma is breakfast is the most important meal over and over. And oh, and then somebody said, oh, no, lunch is, right? I mean, and people say breakfast is the most important meal. You have to have breakfast. And I realized yesterday that I didn't have breakfast. And I'm not a breakfast person. I have to think about breakfast. And it's usually a dilemma. By the time I have to think about it, I've already gotten frustrated because I've thought about it so much and I've moved on to doing something. But isn't that part of the confusion that we get? You know, don't miss breakfast. Oh, but then eat lunch is your biggest meal. I mean, all of this is very confusing.
Yeah, that's why people don't do anything different because they don't know where to start. And they're overwhelmed, and I get that. You know, we grew up 3 meals a day, 3 square meals a day. At certain times, that's what you got. And then in the 80s, snacks were added in between there. And then some food plans or some even diets, I hate to say that word, but will tell you to, you know, not eat anything for a long time. So you have everything coming at you. You have to really think about your body. But I will tell you, your body does not need fuel constantly. And we are conditioned as a culture, especially here in the United States, food is a big deal. So, you know, they're selling us food and they're selling us snacks and the sugar. Sugar is an entirely different show.
Oh, my gosh.
We could do a sugar show.
The idea of sugar now is, it used to be, I used to do shows on sugar like 15 years ago when we were talking about sugar. Now we're talking about sugar, pseudo sugar, whatever you want to call it, where it lives and how it lives. And, you know, the fact that you're thinking I'm going to go low fat and you don't check the sugar content. But, you know, the question I want to talk to you about when we come back is this, you know, and I joked about it, I think, in the last show, but it's not a joke, really. It's 9 o'clock at night and somehow you are compelled to make yourself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And your justification is you're putting it on a low carb roll up. When we come back, let's talk with Georgette. Am I hungry? What am I trying to cover up? What am I doing? Am I numbing? Am I avoiding? And by the way, COVID gave us a lot of reasons to want to do it right. Georgette, before we go to break, how do people find out about you? And when we come back, you're going to take this numbing feeling on, right?
You bet. You bet. My website is georgettelepage.com. And so happy to announce that I have a new program. It's a 10-week program called 10-Week Inside Out Melt-Away Program.
I love
and
that.
It's brand new. It kind of takes all of my secrets and puts it into one. And 10 weeks is a perfect amount of time to do some really good work to get some results. So go to the website, georgettelepage.com. Check it out. Go to check out all the details, and you can contact me through there.
All right. When we come back, get ready for this. If I'm not hungry, what am I trying to numb, avoid? What am I trying to run away from, right? Flight or flight, and it does apply to food. Let's take a short break, Nathan. We'll be right back.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet. You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hofberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experiences. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your line shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Everybody, welcome back. This show is Why Wait with Georgette LePage. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to have this great conversation with her. It is about look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out. So important. And one of the things she's talking about today and you're bringing to the forefront is it's almost like an invisible trauma that we have going on now. Why are you eating? How do you pause to figure it out? And I wanted to talk with you and take this to the next place about, well, if I'm not hungry, why did I just at 10 o'clock at night make that chunky peanut butter sandwich on a roll-up and think to myself, I'm not going to put jelly on it, I'll put honey on it, and then I'll feel better. Why did I just do that? But we don't stop and say, why do we?
No, we do not. I'm so glad this is something we're talking about today because first of all, I want everybody out there to give yourself some grace for what we've been through, which we thought would be a lot shorter, but it's not. And now we're coming through the last 2.5 years, and there have been some effects that we now live with and we now have to go forward with. Most people overate, overdrank, overshot, over everything. There's a tiny percentage of people that actually took this time to hone in on their health and did some great things. But unfortunately, the majority of people just did not know how to handle something that we've never lived through before.
Yeah.
So give yourself some grace for that. Take yourself where you are now and look where you want to be. Where do you want your health to go? It's not just about weight loss. It's about so many things because as we've talked about from day one, everything starts from the inside. It's how you think and feel and how you process your emotions. And then you can make some decisions that will help with your exterior, the outside. It's not the opposite. And it took me a very long time to learn that, but that was the secret sauce for me, was knowing the order of that. First, take care of the inside, your thinking, your emotional health, and then it makes sense to push it to the outside. So the greatest question today is, if I'm not hungry, why am I eating? Right? And I will say, In my past as well, I have found myself standing in front of my pantry with the door wide open, reaching for something. I'm very good now to stop myself most of the time and say, wait a minute, am I really hungry? And I'll tell people to ask yourself this question, am I really hungry? Meaning, does my body need fuel? Okay, so there are some physical signs for that. Maybe you haven't eaten in a very long time. Maybe it's the first meal of the day. We've talked a little bit about non-traditional meal times, and that's something to understand better. But just to be very simple, to help you get started, am I hungry? Does my body need fuel? And if the answer is truly yes, it's time for me to eat, then go ahead and have something that you've decided is healthy for you. And that might be the next part of your journey, figuring out what that means, because that's confusing. But if you're just standing there and the answer is no, I'm not hungry, then you have to ask the big question, I'm not hungry, what am I feeling and or what am I numbing? What am I trying to deal with right now? And I am telling myself food is going to be the answer. And that's when you have to stop. You pause. It's the power of the pause, as I say. Kind of step back, close that pantry door, get yourself away from there, and just, have a glass of water and be thinking, what is going on? What's really going on here? Am I stressed about something? Am I upset? Am I sad? Am I mad? Am I just going to this pantry because that's how I always deal with when I come home from work. It's a habit. Is it nighttime? And my nighttime eating is just because it says on TV, you know, I'm watching a movie before I go to bed and they're showing ice cream. So, or they're showing cookies. So why not? So you really have to stop and ask, what am I feeling? Okay. Cause you don't want to eat your feelings. They're not delicious. They're not to be eaten. They're to be looked at and then to deal with them. So once you figure out, okay, I'm stressed. I just got home from work. I open the pantry door and ask yourself, is that Oreo or Oreos? Are those really going to solve my stress? And the answer is going to be no. They're actually going to add to your stress because then it's going to take you longer to work them off, to burn them off later. So we do funny things as humans. We give ourselves food to soothe a feeling, and it really doesn't work. Right? For the moment, it tastes good. You get a glucose spike, and which actually just makes you want to have more. But you get that spike, so it's kind of a vicious cycle, right? there's a lot about that. And then you want more, 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 and then you can't stop, and then you're in a little downward spiral. So the power of the pause is something I really want every single person to try. Next time you're in that situation, you're in your candy drawer at work, a lot of people have a candy drawer, or you're in the car, there's a little stash in the car, or the pantry is where, you know, it happens for me. So, you know, look at the pantry, wherever you are, and just stop and ask yourself, am I really hungry? Yeah. If so, great, let me have a better choice. If not, what am I really feeling? Yeah. That's where we start.
And, you know, part of this, too, is, and I know you're going to talk about this during the show today, part of this is allowing ourselves to eat when we're hungry, because the opposite really lives within us, too. And what lives within us is this idea, if I eat, oh, I'm going to feel guilty about it. It's a really interesting dynamic we've gotten ourselves into. And I think one of the things I said to you and the power of what you're doing in this show is we don't know what we don't know anymore. Mm-hmm. And we don't follow our bodies. Now, I knew yesterday that I had gotten to a point where I literally said, wow, I'm hungry. I had no clock, so I don't know the time. Mm-hmm. There was nothing to tell me I should be hungry or I shouldn't. I just felt hungry. And, you know, drinking a lot of water, and so I grabbed a protein bar that took care of it. But it's interesting, you know, when I was out in the desert on my first vision quest and then every vision quest after, our clocks, watches, everything's taken away from you.
Hmm.
No cell phones, nothing. And you're spending the first 6 days acclimating to a new way of being. Different food, a lot of water, right? Not what you're used to. But the times that you're not eating, you're doing things. And I'm telling you, you're drinking a lot of water. The 3 days that you go on your quest, you only have water. And after about 3 hours, not a single one of us was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was what you talked about earlier. It's this notion that we do have all of this food stored up in our bodies. There wasn't anything going to happen to any of us, right? Mm-hmm. Especially if you drank your water. But there wasn't anything there that I could recall except facing myself. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to eat that away. I had to face myself in that. Are we afraid to face ourselves right now?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Because when you stop and you think about it and you ask the big question, am I really hungry?
Mm.
And if the answer is no, you are putting yourself in a position where you now have to face some feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And as a culture, that's not our greatest, not our greatest strength. We like to, eat things away. We like to not talk about things. And especially in this day and age, we like everything, you know, just to be, we don't like to think about things anymore. Everything's so instant. Everything's so quick. The thinking part of everything has kind of taken a back seat, and it's a little sad because your brain is your greatest asset and you get to decide what it's thinking. it tries to keep you safe. So it's going to keep you, you know, stay in your lane, keep safe kind of thing. When it comes to the food, you really need to, think. Just stop. It's amazing. Even if just for this next week, I would challenge you just to, like, every time you reach for something and you're not ready to eat, like, a meal. And I don't call them really breakfast, lunch, and dinner because, like, you know, some people only have a couple meals a day. And that's fine. That works for them. And some people have the three meals. And there's so many variations. Oh, my gosh. But for your first meal of the day, whenever it is for you, whatever it is for you, you know, ask yourself if you really, is it time for that meal and are you really hungry?
Yeah.
It takes you about a week to stretch things out and to remove the snacks so that your body can digest things in its factory. And that nighttime eating, oh, if I were to pick one thing I hear about all the time, it's the nighttime eating. And it's nothing but a habit. It's nothing. People visit the refrigerator, I hear it at night. The pantry, the cupboards, the extra stash. You know, I hear people at Halloween, oh, I got into my child's Halloween bag. You know, we do it all. And you really need to catch yourself. I challenge you this week to catch yourself when you have those moments and you're not truly hungry. Mm-hmm. You're not ready to sit down to some sort of fueling, some sort of meal, semblance of a meal, whatever that is for you. You'll be amazed how many times you just mindlessly show up somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I want to talk to you about that when we come back from break, because what are the different ways that we eat our feelings? And this is really important conversation to have, because it used to be it was more obvious. There were more obvious ways. Now I think it's really different because we have masked this. You know, we're getting so many messages that say it is okay to do that, it is okay to have that, it is okay to do that. If you have that bar of candy, your personality will change. It's a mega multi-million dollar ad campaign on one of those particular candy bars right now that is just blockbuster, selling them like hotcakes. And I can't mention their name. But it's all about personality change, and they're very good at showing that. But what is really the truth of it? We're going to take a short break. Georgette, before we go, again, mention how people can find out more about you if we could.
Sure. My website is georgettelepage.com, and I've just launched my new 10-week Inside Out Melt Away program. You can get all the details there, and you can contact me. We can set up a 15-minute discovery session so we can see if we're a good fit to work together.
I love it. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the ways we eat our feelings. And it may not be what you think. You know, you may be thinking something more obvious, but what are the subtleties of this?
Yeah.
You know, what are we telling ourselves? What is it that we're doing to justify this and remove our guilt and shame? When we come back, we're going to take a deeper look at that, but more importantly, we're going to take a deeper look at what you can do now to shift this. Georgette LePage, we'll be right back.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Patassa the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationPackRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Boy, that is a guy that knew about changes. There's no question about it. I've often thought about David Bowie, of course, a huge fan from day one, Ziggy Stardust and the whole thing. But this was a man that knew how to adapt and change. And this was a man who knew that, you know, there are things that happen in the world, and sometimes you have to go against the grain. Sometimes you have to do things differently. And that's really what we're talking about today, right, Georgia? We're really talking about if we know this, if we know that there are some things we have to do, and it is going against the grain right now, especially if you follow our pop culture, right? We have to go against the grain to save our lives because that's really what we're up against. Talk about the different ways, if you could. How do we eat our feelings? What do they look like? What is it that will have us grab for whatever that is that we grab for? And maybe it's not a peanut butter sandwich at 10 o'clock at night or whatever. Maybe it's something else. Maybe you've watched that commercial that says, if you have this candy bar with you, you will go from being a really mean and ugly person to Brad Pitt, right? Or something. But it doesn't matter what that is. You got to be aware that it's hitting you up and it makes you want to eat it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's so many different reasons why we eat something that we're not hungry for. Biggest thing I would think is a lot of times stress. When we get stressed, in our minds, we tell ourselves that if we just had this, and I'm going to say honestly, it's mostly sugary products that we tend to gravitate toward because they do give us a glucose spike. I've never personally overeaten a bowl of carrots because I was upset. we go for the things that are more sugary. I will say stress, like I said, is probably the number one thing. If we're upset about something makes us feel sad or mad, we sometimes out of spite will eat something thinking this is going to fix that. This is going to do that. We often will, if we're feeling discouraged about something, we'll start going down that spiral, downward spiral of, well, what does it matter? You know, here I go again. I've always do this. I eat one thing and it just leads to the next and next and next. So, you know, why not? So sometimes we just kind of give up. And sometimes we actually, we do things without even noticing it. For example, as a treat, we often eat sugary things as a treat, and we often eat when we're not hungry. I've got to confess something. Years and years ago in my 20s, I went to Weight Watchers after I gained the freshman 15 plus. If I'd go to Weight Watchers and I'd do, you know, a great job, what do you think I'd do after I had my weigh-in and I got my good news? I'd go get a donut on the way home to treat myself as a reward, which was not, it didn't make sense at all. But I thought in my mind, I deserve a treat, a reward, because I was good this week. So we have a good and bad kind of thing that we can talk about. That's pretty deep for another time, but... So as a reward.
But no, that's a very common thing, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. I mean, maybe you don't stop for a donut, but it's hard to drive by the donut place, especially if you feel stressed and not think about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. And these places are right in front of us every single day. You can order something on your phone in seconds. You can drive through. You don't even have to go in. You can pick it up. You can have things delivered to you. So it's not like if you're feeling shameful for going in, you know, oh, I got to, you know, go to the grocery store. You don't even have to do that anymore. So in some ways, it's a little easier. So we have to watch out for that. And I've got to say, you know, our culture is so heavy on food, as many cultures are. Ours just is, I mean, I thought about it one time when I was talking to my husband about this because he does not eat in an unhealthy way. And I said, what is it? What is it with our culture? And he said, everything, if you notice, everything is centered around food. And it's not just healthy food. It's like cakes and cookies and pies. And all the time you go to someone's house, like you said, there's a candy jar or there's a jar of, you know, a drawer of treats, or it's everywhere. And then I started paying more attention around holiday time, which is so many times during the year. And there isn't a holiday that doesn't have some treat associated with it, you know, some more than others. And so we just celebrate. We think part of celebrating is eating when we're not hungry, right? I mean, we just had the 4th of July, and, you know, and I've been to some graduation parties, one of them being my own child's party. and yeah, stop there just because we're celebrating. We associate food as a reward with celebrating. So there's so many different ways. So ask yourself on a regular basis in your life for what you go through, what are some of the moments where you find yourself wanting to eat something when you're not even hungry? And what does that look like when you're trying to eat your feelings? Are you telling yourself it's a treat, it's a reward, it's just because, you know, it's at night and that's what I always do before I go to bed?
Yeah.
So that's the power of the pause right there.
Yeah.
Right. Step one is to be aware.
Yeah. And I think what we're really talking about, too, when we think about this and we get a little clearer with ourselves, is if we understand what's going on, then there's got to be an option for people. And I think this is the thing we're also talking about here today, is the power of the pause. And people often say, okay, what comes after the pause? And, you know, the pause, and let me ask you this, you know, the pause will hit the pause button on getting in touch with what's really going on. Am I really hungry? Or did something just happen? And I'm not really hungry, but I'm going to grab for that thing. Isn't that the power of the pause, though? It allows us to take a check-in with ourselves, doesn't it?
Yes. Before you see yourself at the bottom of, you know, the bag of cookies, before you get there, mm-hmm. you can stop as you reach for it, or when you just get to it and just stop and think. Yes, it's so, put some time in between what you want to do, that habit of reaching mm-hmm. for something, and then thinking and running through the exact question you just said, am I really hungry? And if I'm not, what am I feeling? What am I trying to numb? Mm. And then, you know, if it's, I had a bad day at work, you need to step back. You need to process that. Say, okay, I had a bad day at work. All right. You know, and you could talk it out to yourself or list it out. When you write things on paper, I've got to say they hit you right between the eyes. It's a great idea. Write it down and say, okay, I had a disagreement with this person. All right, I'm feeling like stressed out about that. I feel upset about that. All right, walk yourself through it, process it, and then move on. Mm-hmm. You don't want to carry that into your eating. And you have the power to do that. Yeah. I've got to tell you once again, it is up to you how you handle this.
Mm-hmm. Isn't this a large part of your coaching platform, though? I mean, let's talk about that, especially what you've just created, the 10-week program, because, you know, it's not just about the food. It's about what's underneath all of this so that we are really making choices that are going to get us to the place where we really want to go. And I think that's what it is. And isn't this, you know, for you, this is not just an aside for you, but this is an integral part of what you do and how you coach. And I'm assuming it's an integral part of the 10-week program you've just created, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It takes all my good stuff and puts it into one. And 10 weeks is a great amount of time to give yourself like a chance to make some changes that are going to stick. Not anything, nothing I know happens overnight. I wish I could wave a magic wand. But there's no such thing. There's no such thing but that, starting with one thing. And this today's topic is probably one of the most important things you can do to stop the food from going into your body with your own hands. And you're going to be surprised. I'm going to say you may have to face some feelings.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the hard part. We don't like that part. We like to just kind of eat through it. So you're going to... You know, I caution you in a great way. Once you do this a couple times, it becomes much simpler. But you're going to have to maybe stop and say, gosh, why do I really want to eat before I go to bed every night?
Yeah. I mean, and part of this, too, is understanding that there are things we can do. See, that's the other part of it. And I want to talk about this next, is it's not just about understanding it. There's action that we can take. There are things we can do. I found something really interesting is if I drink more later in the evening, and I'm not talking about like soda and stuff, but, you know, whether it's water that I have or something that is available to me to drink. Like I like sparkling water. I'm just, I don't know what that is. I just love it. And I love a certain brand. So I have it always in my house in these cans. And I find myself, like, if I am drinking that, I'm not even thinking about food. It's really interesting. But more importantly, isn't part of this now for us to talk about the power of the pause is to help us make a different choice, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Take a different action.
Absolutely. And we often are so hurried in our life, in our day, that we just go through the motions. We do what we do every day.
Yeah.
It's pretty routine. And when you put this interruption is what I call it, it's a positive interruption.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great tool for a lot of things, but especially with eating. If you put this in place, you will, within a week, you know, if you do this every day and start to question and start to wonder and get curious about what am I doing, you know, and why, you're going to be amazed at how many habits you can change just by being aware. You can't change anything if you don't acknowledge that something's happening. You have to first be aware. And my clients will tell you this all the time. Sometimes when we talk through things, they'll say, I never thought of it that way. I just thought I should eat. I'm just using the same one as I did before. I should eat every night before I go to bed because that's what I've always done. And so they didn't stop and think, gosh, I have 10 extra pounds on my body. Maybe this is not a good idea. So little things. And again, just being healthier, drinking more water. Water is a fabulous, fabulous way for your body loves water. A fabulous way for your body to stop and kind of, you know, be filled up that way. And then you'll know after that if your stomach's still growling and it's truly time to eat.
Yeah.
Okay. It's amazing.
Well, that's what happened to me yesterday because I knew I was drinking a lot, but I didn't even realize the time. And then when I came in to get the protein bar, I'm like, wow, it's like 2:30. Oh, okay. Oh, I get it. Right. But, you know, part of this, too, is to really take a look at doing one thing at a time. If we can learn to hit the pause and just get in touch with what's going on. There are other options. And you're right. I mean, I don't eat carrots. It's definitely, it's not something I would reach for. You know, I'm a cucumber girl. And so, yeah, I mean, true confessions. It's going to be weird now. But I can take a whole cucumber. I don't know where I get this from. It has to be my grandfather if he was a farmer. And I can take a cucumber out of the drawer, organic, right? Little salt in a plate. And I will eat that cucumber. That is my thing, my cucumber. And, you know, I remember doing it with a friend that was over here, and she was like, you have 10 cucumbers in your refrigerator. And she said, you must eat a lot of salad. And I just looked at her like, I don't. Should I tell her? And I said, you know, I just eat the cucumber. And by the time 3 days were gone, we were both eating them. And what I found is everybody has their own thing. Now, I have no idea if it even has nutritional value. But every one of us has something like that we can go to, don't we? Yeah. That will substitute that other thing, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're still not ready to not eat completely when you come home from work, you know, and I'm just using that because I know for me that used to be a really rough time. Then pick something healthy. Have something. Have your cucumbers all sliced up in a little bowl in the fridge and just reach for it. And it's, I mean, that's just a spill of water. It's great for you. It's great for you. You know, and just know, just plan for it. Say, okay, after school, I have my bowl of cucumbers. That's not a stress eating moment. That's planning for something healthy for you when you know you have a chance of being triggered. Yeah, you're actually preventing.
I wish I could say I was even that humane. I'm telling you, I'm cave woman when it comes. I pull that cucumber out. I don't need to slice it. But the point is what you're making. It's, you know, am I hungry?
Yeah.
Because if I'm eating that and I'm not hungry, that doesn't really hit the pause button. And I think what you're bringing up to the forefront is being able to do this. But I'll tell you, for me, and maybe you should comment on this, right now there are a lot of people that are trying to figure it out. And what I want to say to people that are listening, it is really difficult to figure out alone. My sister couldn't. And if there are people that can take the benefit of your program or working with you, this is really the help that folks need to make in the investment, because it is very tricky. It's like just about everything else we take to numb ourselves. When you get to that point, most people can't adjust by themselves. That's why there are so many programs for addiction and recovery. But I want to ask you, what excites you most about the new program you've created? Everything you put into all the secrets. What are you most excited about? And because I know it's got to be addressing what we're talking about today.
It sure is. I think the biggest thing for me is the excitement where I put all of these tools into one thought. For people who are sitting there right now thinking, I've tried everything, I ask you to give it one more time, to have someone walk alongside you. I wish I had. I ended up figuring this out pretty much by myself, but it would have been so much easier a long time ago if I had someone to listen to me and just, you know, on my roller coaster, 5-10 pounds here, 5-10 pounds there. If I had had someone to maybe point some things out to me as I was talking through what I was dealing with and what I needed, that would have been so much better. I would have felt like I had someone in my corner, and I also would have felt like I had someone accountable. You know, I was accountable to, because for me personally, I do so well when I know I have to be accountable. And that's a huge part of this program. I mean, you get access to me one-on-one, and we will get into the work. And it's plenty of time for you to set your goals and get started one step at a time. That's my biggest piece. We can't do everything all at once, for sure. But I've taken all the good stuff, like the best of, and put it all together in a really great time frame.
Yeah.
10 weeks is fabulous. It's so doable, and it's enough time for you to get going. And it's just so exciting. It's so I can't wait. And so many people are interested, and they're reaching out, and they want to know more, and they want to make the investment in themselves, because let's get this done. Let's get this figured out so that you're not, you know, 10 years from now, still trying to solve the puzzle of your weight loss.
Because I think people realize what they've been through now. This is really different than, I think, where we've been before. And what I mean by that, and that's why you created the program, is because what people have a sense that what's just happened in the past 3 years is an anomaly for them. It's not who they are, and they don't know what to do differently.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about. You know, thank you so much for today. You know, look, how do people find out about the program? And then also, I would love to know what your personal message is. How do the people find out about how to work with you as well? Thank you. Thank you,
Georgette. Right. GeorgetteLePage.com. And you can click on programs and you'll see this new 10-week Inside Out Melt Away program description. And then you can get in touch with me. The contact information is there. We set up a complimentary 15-minute discovery session together so we can see if we're a good fit, because you have to fit with me and I have to fit with you so that I can serve you and get you to where you want to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, sitting here today, if you're feeling like you have extra weight on your body, you probably overate at some point. It didn't just magically appear, right? And it may have taken a longer time than you think. I know we tend to say, it just came on. I don't know how this happened. That's our brain playing tricks on us. So maybe you're wondering, how could this possibly have happened to me? And the question that question can be answered by, you know, several different ways. But I would say, give yourself grace, first of all. Thank you for listening and showing up and learning something. And now you have to ask yourself, what are you going to do about it? What's your first step? Is it reaching out and working with me? Is it taking some of my free material on the website and, you know, trusting the expertise that I put out there? Because that's a big piece of it too. But this is your chance to make some changes that are going to last and stop. The power of the pause, just try it for a week, and I promise you, you will stop yourself and think about what you're doing. And are you really hungry? What are you hungry for? Yeah.
I love it. You know, part of this too is not just understanding the power of the pause, but what you're bringing together is, what do I do next? How do I get some help and support? And I know that wasn't there for my sister. And I think, you know, it would have been different if it was. And none of us realized that. And I was too young and ignorant and, you know, she was 12 years older than me and I didn't understand it. But also part of this is, it's okay not to know what we don't know about things, right?
Absolutely.
But that's where you come in, isn't it?
That's right. I can help with that. So let's go.
All right.
I appreciate your listening.
GeorgetteLePage.com, right?
You got it.
All right. And that's where they can find out about the 10-week program, right?
Absolutely. It's in full detail there.
All right.
Let's get started.
All right. Let's do it. And for those of you out there, do you know why you're not hungry? Do you want to know? Do you want to know how not to take that next action that you really don't want to take? Georgette LePage, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time.
Yep, thank you. You've been listening to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Vasily and I set topics often seen as roadblocks for weight loss. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. This show leaves you feeling empowered with new strategies and ideas to jumpstart your new health journey. If you're interested in finding out more about me, visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Natasha Venter at angelicclarifications.com, we cover the world of animals. This week, July 10th, it's Best Neuroenergetic Balancing Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen join me, and together they can help you or your animal friends with behavior, emotional, or physical problems. Hope you can join us for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Happy Tuesday, Eric Ryder here with you on KKNW. We are approaching noon, time for a quick look at our traffic situation. Well, South 5 finding congestion from Green Lake on down to the 5...